Writing a title down this morning, you can write, "Your heart is the soil," S-O-I-L. What's that mean? It's ready to receive from God. It's your heart, because without a heart, you can't survive, right? But your heart is the soil that receives God's word to grow. Because you remember, you got to have God's word so that you can grow. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, look in Mark 4:14. Mark 4:14. And it says, "And for all the farmers and people, part-time farmers, backyard farmers, a farmer plants seed by taking God's word to what? To others." It's not us four and no more. You take it to others. Remember the little story about Johnny Appleseed? Whew, we wouldn't have all the apples over, right? He went out. A farmer plants seed by taking God's word to others. Now, you're thinking it's about a seed, something you plant. But think about it. In this parable, he speaks of four types of soil, right? You're in this whole verses here. But when you get his interpretation of this scriptures, you'll find that the soil represents our hearts. Now, when you're having a garden, you're supposed to is pull the weeds out, right? You're supposed to take all the trash out of it so that your plants can grow better. There's things that get in our hearts, some bad seed that we need to pluck out. We need to get rid of it. Because why? Because that's setting our destiny. But it represents the heart. I guess you could say that soil represents the heart of man, and the seed represents the word of God. So we need to fill our hearts with the seed, the word of God. And you know, you sow the word in your heart. You're putting the word of God in your heart instead of all this other stuff that you see on TV or hear, and all this other things, you know, gossip and all and da 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 and everything else. But you know, as Paul said, the word is first in your mouth, right? And he also says, then into your heart, right? And then when it gets into your heart, your human spirit works night and day to find way for it to come to pass. It's working together, right? You're receiving something and it's coming out. So whatever you're receiving does whatever it is in your heart. And you know, you can hear people talk. Whatever they're talking about is in their heart. It's coming out of their mouth. I want to give you an example. You know, there's a thermostat, right? It's on this back wall that you can see here. We got some out there. Wherever we have air conditioning units, there's a thermostat in your house, on the wall at your house or wherever. That thermostat is what? A goal, G-O-A-L, setter. You getting what I'm saying? It's a goal setter, and your furnace or your air conditioner, it's goal setter for your air conditioning unit. Because you think about it, it wouldn't be for the thermostat. Your air conditioner sit out there and want to know what's next. You want me to get hot? You want me to get cold? But you set your thermostat, say, to cold, and you turn it on to a certain temperature, and what happens? The air conditioner outside is going to do everything possible to get to that temperature, right? Noah's an air conditioner man. He knows when you set it, it's supposed to get to that temperature. It's working day and night to get to that temperature. So we have to understand that if you dial in 70 degrees, the heart of that unit out there will work day and night until it brings 70 degrees in here. All right, now you're saying, what kind of comparison? You just hang with me here. And the unit is designed to produce whatever temperature is set right here on this thermostat. It's designed to do that. Sometimes we have to call for maintenance because it ain't doing what it's supposed to do. And they go out there and check it out. They made everything back to normal. But you know, that unit is designed to produce whatever temperature is set on this thermostat. And the spirit of man, now think about this, the spirit of man is what the Bible calls the heart of man. Okay? The spirit is designed to operate in a God kind of faith. Okay, I'm not losing you yet, huh? Look in Genesis 45, verse 26. And we'll read through 27. And it says, "And they told him, saying, Joseph is still alive. And he is governor," your son is governor of all the land of Egypt. "And Jacob's heart stood still." Yes, you know, Jacob's the father, Joseph's the son. That was the brothers tried to kill, right? Everybody knows the story. And it says, "And Jacob's heart stood still because he did not believe them." But he says, "But when they told him all the words which Joseph had said to them, and when he saw the carts which Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit of Jacob, their father, revived." Right? Now I want you to turn to Romans 2:29. Romans 2:29. And it says, "No, a true Jew is one whose heart is right with God. And true circumcision is not merely obeying the letter of the law. Rather, it is a changed heart produced by the Spirit. A person with a changed heart seeks praise from God and not from people." Now, you gather what it says in this scripture that we just read right here about circumcision not merely obeying the letter of the law, rather it's a changed heart. Our heart's got to be changed to line up with God and not to be lined up with the world. So many times we line up with what the world is telling us, and then we wonder what in the world is going on in our life because we're lined up with the wrong thing. We should be lined up where our hearts have changed and not follow after the things of this world. All right, the human spirit is the production center. Your human spirit is a production center. Now think about that. And you know, and when we call it that, it's whatever a man feeds into his spirit, or what is in the unit, or should I say the spirit, will work to produce. Whatever you put in your spirit, it's going to work to produce it. So are you putting in love? Are you putting in hate? See, you see what I'm saying? What are you putting into your spirit to make it, to produce whatever it is? But the heart of man will work night and day. Now think about this. Night and day to produce what he dials in by his words. Now, you see what I'm saying? We've been talking a lot about the words that we speak out of our mouth. The words that we, you know, a lot of times we don't say, "Well, I didn't mean to say that." Well, you better go grab it quick because you said it and it's out there now. You know, you hear about all this mess on the news and all this kind of stuff. Who do you believe? I'm going to give you a little quick sample of what you should believe, the way I look at it. This don't lie. If you are a born-again believer and you trust in Jesus, that's the only thing I believe. You know, it's just so much stuff. I'm just talking about on the news. I'm talking about in the city, going into the businesses. You hear all kinds of stuff. And what happens? It gets down in here. Next minute you know, you're talking bad about somebody that's innocent. You ever done that? They didn't have nothing. I don't know nothing about it, but their name came up, so we hear it, and it starts coming out of our mouth. Remember the story a long time ago about how you bring gossip back, or how do you stop it? It's about taking going up in the top of the roof and cutting open a feather pillow and shaking it loose and letting the feathers go, and then go try to pick them all up. You're not going to do it. The same thing with what we put in our heart and letting it come out of our, you know, can you imagine the people that are getting saved if you would start putting Jesus out of your mouth instead of, you see what I'm saying? You know, "Oh, poor me. I don't know what I'm going to do." Life is so hard. You know, life is so tough. Oh, I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to carry on. I don't know how I'm going to, man, I got to get up. I got to get up at 4 o'clock. No, I got to be there for 4 o'clock. I got to get up at 2 o'clock. I can remember that plenty of times. Because I know when you wake up here in Bro Bridge, you don't wake up in Venice the same hour you wake up. You got to drive, so you got to get up a whole lot earlier. Go pick up all your equipment. The reason I'm saying this is because it happened to me. And you got to drive all the way down to Venice, and you get down there, and it's fogged in. You know, I'm just saying, I got to get up at 2 o'clock. I got to go pick up the van. I got to go all the way down to drive all the way through 90, all the way down to through Morgan City, all those places. Go part of New Orleans and get down to Venice. At the end of the world, and then they fogged in. You can't fly today. You see what I'm saying? But, you know, we could have said, praise the Lord, I got a job, and I'm going down to Venice. I'm going to take a right there where that goat's tied up, and, you know, go right on down to the... That's how they get directions down there. But you understand what I'm saying? That, you know, we can sit there and just say, oh, man, I got to go do this tomorrow. No, praise the Lord, I got a job, and they're going to pay me some money at the end of the week or the next week or whatever, however you get paid. But yeah, we got to understand that. Let that get down in there, because the world is already saying, oh, man, I can't wait to all this. And I can't, this is true. I can't wait till this election stuff is over with. But you don't understand. You say, every time you turn around, you turn the TV on. What's on TV? Lawyer advertising. Back to back. You see what I'm saying? Oh, praise the Lord. I got a TV set. I can watch whatever. But praise the Lord. We have to understand these things that God is wanting to put new good stuff in our heart. And he wants to see it to come to pass by our spirit. Set the atmosphere. Set the temperature in your spirit. You see what I'm saying? Your spirit you're praying and you're putting it into your spirit and you're letting it come out of your mouth. Praise the Lord. But those are the words. It's the thermostat. The heart of the unit. It will be working to bring the temperature to that setting. Whatever you start off your day, if you start off with whatever, you know, you start off your morning with some coffee. I know a lot of people do that. I can take it or leave it, but most of the time I do. I'll drink some coffee, and then I'll get into my Bible, the Word, or I can get on and do. You understand, I'm starting my day off, hopefully, in the way God wants me to follow Him. And I believe it is, because I see things in my life that are coming to pass. It ain't like, well, I got to get up. Takes me forever. But that's okay. Praise the Lord. He's going to see me through this day. No, praise the Lord. Have excitement in there. Because, you know, what God did, Jesus did for us. What he did for us on the cross. He had died for our sins. Praise the Lord. I got another day to live. Yeah, but you don't know where I work. I don't know where you work either, but I don't know if anybody in here ever climbed a 600-foot tower. Go out there to that tower site and look up there. I said, man, I think I'm going to back up because it looks taller right here than it does a mile away. But I could sit there and, oh, man, I got to climb 600 foot all the way to the top. And then it's out there on one of those umbrellas out there, and I got to get out there. And it's rusty. All that salt water. Oh, no. Praise the Lord. Give me strength, Lord. I mean, I'm right at close to 70, 65 to 65 years of age, and I'm going to climb this 600-foot tower. Praise the Lord. Guess what? I made it. It was a whole lot easier coming down. Thank God for gravity. You understand what I'm saying? Going up, you're carrying all them tubes. Coming down, those tubes are helping you get to the ground quicker. I mean, it goes quicker, but what I'm saying, you're hanging on, but you're coming down. Praise the Lord. But you understand, have that in your heart and let it come out of your mouth, that we need to have that temperature setting, like we were talking about the AC unit. And that heart of that unit doesn't say, wait a minute, I don't think you need 70 degrees. I think you need to turn the heat on instead of the cold. No, it's not going to talk like that. It's going to perform what we speak out of our mouth. And whatever we turn on the thermostat, it's going to perform that. It's not going to come back, wait a minute, I don't think you're right. I think you're wrong on that. But our unit is not designed to talk back. We tell it what to do. What do you mean? I can tell? Yeah. Put your words into action by speaking what you want to come back. So if you speak bad, bad's coming back. You speak good, good's coming back. Just like the air conditioning unit. You've got the control, so you got the control of your mouth. But that inner man, your spirit, will lead you according to what you have fed into it, whether good, bad, or indifferent. So what you feeding it? You know, everybody in here eats food, right? I'm not going to leave it there. But it could be healthy or it could not can be healthy. You know, do I eat healthy food? Sometimes. When I eat a salad with my steak. But you understand what I'm saying. What do we take in? What do we move to make things happen? We need to understand that whatever we take in. And you know, after we eat that pound cake or whatever it is, we say, man, I shouldn't have ate that. Anybody ever gone through that before? Yeah. Oh, I shouldn't have ate that. I should have stopped a long time ago. Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. What we take in. And then we have that response at the end. Oh, it's nap time. Yeah, you know what I mean? When you eat, when you take in too much, and you know that inner man, your spirit, it leads according to what it had you fed into it. So, you know, and I'm no dietitian or whatever, but I know when you eat a lot, it expands the stomach, and guess what? The next time, you're going to want to eat some more. You know, before you know it, you got one of them big travel bags, and you want to fill that bag up. So you understand, what are you feeding it? What are you feeding that right there? And the spirit of man devises his ways. You know, keep your heart with all diligence from out of it, the forces of life. So we have to be careful. Sure, we need, and you know, like I say, if you don't follow a regular dietary diet, you know, do some exercise. Put something good into your body. I want you to look at Proverbs 4:23. And it says, guard your heart above all else. I'm going to say that again. Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. Whew, man. But you know, this is where it all comes down from. Good or evil comes from the inside of man. You know, you see all kind of stuff that goes on in the world. There's some evil in some people. There's some evil. Why is that evil there? They fed it. It was fed some kind of way. And the only way it's going to clear it up is to get Jesus to, you know, call upon the name of Jesus, to be born again, and to know that he's the only one that can clear that up. You know, you can spend hundreds of thousands of dollars at a psychologist or a sociologist, whoever you got, thousands of dollars. But I'm telling you, but the Word of God. Now, can they do it on their own? I doubt it. They would probably need help. What do you think a Christian is there for? To help them along. Just like we were saying, if that air conditioner ain't performing like it's supposed to, we get help to work on it, to get it done. But you understand what I'm saying? That we need help, and the people out there right now that need help, that are not, that the Christians are too worried about not helping, to where they just let them die. You understand? It'd be, you know, this may sound cruel, but it'd be said like seeing an animal on the side of the road and it's still moving and you just pass by it. They would stop and pick that animal up before they would a human that's out there needing help. needing God. They're needing, man, we are God's hands, right? We are to do the mission work of God. People say, I want to go on a mission. Well, let's just go right downtown Bro Bridge. Let's go to Honorville. There's some people that need Jesus. There's probably people that need Jesus in your neighborhood. They need Jesus. You know, people say, well I don't need Jesus. Well, you're going to hell. You say, what is that? Well, hell you don't want to go to. Well, I don't believe all that church stuff anyway. It ain't about church. It's about God. It's about having a relationship with Jesus. That's what it's all about. It's not about where you go to church. It's about what you feed your spirit and what you do with it. You understand what I'm saying? Now, I've known people that have been sitting in the church before, and people go out and steal, rob. Boy, they need to get into a word church, the word that's teaching them the word of God. What does the word of God tell us? Let's do what the word of God tells us. Matter of fact, let's look at Matthew 15 and verse 18. We'll start there. Are y'all getting anything out of this?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Matthew 15, 18, it says, but those things which proceed out of the mouth comes from the, what? The heart. And they defile a man. As we kind of talked about, there are some people that say some words. That's coming out of their heart. You know what kind of person they are right off the bat. Pow! And it says right here, and they defile a man. Now, you see that right there? It's not men and only. Man, God is using as an illustration for mankind. So that means everybody that's defile a man, a defile your body. In other words, 19, for out of the heart proceeds evil thoughts. Evil thoughts. Anybody? No, you ain't going to raise your hand. There's evil thoughts come out of everybody, right? There's some things that come out. Why did they do that to me? They should have did that to somebody else, not me. Evil thoughts proceed, out of the heart proceeds evil thoughts, murderers, adulterers, fornication, thefts, false witness, blasphemy. And then, all these things right here come out of your heart. Why? You planted it in the garden. Something planted in your garden. And in other words, your heart was pure until all this stuff come along. And there's some weeds in there. Some weeds, what you talking about? Weeds like evil thoughts. That's a weed. We got to pull that evil weed, that thought out. And also murderers. Now, you know, if somebody knew Jesus, they wouldn't go kill somebody. You think about it. If you have a relationship with Jesus, why would you even think about that? Because we got this predator that walks around and see who he can steal, kill, and destroy. It's called the devil. But you know, the word of God is our shield. The word of God is our force. The word of God is what keep all that away. If we obey his word and follow his word, that we can tell the devil to go, and he's got to go. You tell the devil he's got to flee, and he will flee. Tell the devil, and we got to stand by. You can't say, well, I didn't really mean that. But when we start giving directions to the devil, we got to stand our ground. And we know, and a lot of times some weaker Christians need backup. They need help. And that's what the family of God is for, to do backup. And I'm not talking about, I said, you know what happened to so-and-so? You know what so-and-so is going through? You understand what I'm saying? That opens up a whole different can of worms right there. Whole different ball game. And we need to understand that if they come to you and say, I need help in this area, that means that's between you and them. Not for Bro Bridge. Not for Honorville. Not for Cecilia. Not for anywhere ever. It's between. But why? We are Christians. And we should be helping and not spreading the word of gossip. Not spreading the evilness that may be going on in their life that they called out and cried out for help from another Christian. You see what I'm saying? That we need to understand that our heart is a soil. That we need to pull those weeds out that are in there. And as I was saying, some more weeds of fornication, theft, false witnesses, and blasphemy. That's weeds in your garden, in that soil that's in your heart that needs to be plucked out. And you know, remember, your spirit will lead you according to what you have fed into it. So what you listen to, what you hear, what's your favorite thing to do? Is it edifying God? We need to understand God loves us. God wants to do His will. God wants to see us safe. God wants to hear us communicate with Him. What do you mean by that? Talk to Him. Talk to God. What I got to do? I say, oh God. No, you just talk to Him like you talk. You want to talk French? God knows French. God knows Spanish. God knows everything. God knows everything. He knows redneck. You understand what I'm saying? He knows. When I talk to Him, He knows what I said. I said something one time in church a long time ago, and they looked at me and said, what did he say? Thank God he understood. That was went out, and the things of God's Word was, you know, we need to take God's Word in and let it be in there and let it control what comes out of our mouth. Not the daily things of this world. But you understand what I'm saying? That, you know, we can make the best out of the worst situation. And that's the way Christians ought to be doing it. If the situation looks bad, we let little things that kind of disturb us to get us off the track. And guess who's over there, sitting over there on top? On that top of that tree, looking down, and that's the devil. Said, I got him now. What's this? Something else going to go over here. Maybe a scratch on the vehicle. Look at it. They're going to say, where did that happen? Where it is? You know, they're going to start. And you know, what's going to come up? Who's you hit my car? You understand what I'm saying? Praise the Lord, you still got a car. And it's not too bad. You might be able to fill in or whatever it is. Somebody may know, and some church people may know exactly what to do with it. You understand what I'm saying? That we need to call upon each other to help us when we look like we're falling short of things that are trying to attack us, the things that are trying to hurt us, things that are trying to keep us from doing what God wants us to do. Praise the Lord. Did you get anything out of this today? May the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you His favor and give you His peace. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Lord, protect the people as they leave today, as they go out, and protect them this coming week, that they will prosper. And everything they put their hands to, they will prosper and they will fulfill the plan that you have for them. And Lord, I thank you. And I praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.